The Concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra has partnered with a small Christian university in the suburbs to create an annual music education summit. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that violinist David Kim wants to keep it small and spiritual.
The newly minted David Kim Orchestral Institute launched this week with a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day.
That is David Kim. He's a concertmaster for the Philadelphia Orchestra and an in-demand soloist around the world. For years, he's been thinking about opening a school like this.
We've kind of explored the subject of starting schools in the Bay Area, France, Japan, in Korea, and yet none of them have panned out. It takes a real small army of people to really push it to make it go with some financial backing.
It finally happened at a tiny Christian school in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Cairn University has a student body of 1,100. Its music department has just 50, none of whom qualified for this institute. Violin players from around the world auditioned. 16 were accepted to study for 5 days with classical luminaries like David Chan of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, Richard Amoroso, first violinist with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and of course, David Kim himself.
It's just important that what we're providing is done in a very humble manner, and I think humility comes in great quantities right here at Cairn.
While many of the attendees are Christian, some are not. Quan Zhang from China, now studying at Jacobs Music School in Indiana, came strictly for the professional training. Zhang performed an excerpt from Schubert's Symphony No. 2.
Oh, you're brave. If someone had given me a bag of excerpts, that's not the one I would pick. But thank you for volunteering to do it.
That is David Chan. He's a concertmaster of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Chan's beliefs, as a Christian, are integral to his music, but his critique of Zhang was purely technical.
So I know if I play where the three notes are faster than the next 16 notes, then I know that I've done it wrong.
Most of the attendees at the Institute are religious, like Caleb Cox of Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing the prelude to Bach's second cello suite in D minor.
And Maria Arrua from Paraguay, but now studying for her doctorate at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. She's Catholic.
I think music is very spiritual, and we don't always get to make that relationship when we are at school. I always put it together myself. But now this is a chance to put it together as a group.
David Kim takes the long view when asked about maintaining his spirituality in the sometimes cutthroat classical music industry. Now 52, he has had his ups and downs as a performer, but just before he sets foot on stage, he says his belief evens the keel.
Once you can release that insecurity and just surrender, then your body knows how to already play the violin. Why do we spend all these thousands of hours doing exercises, practice? It's so that eventually we can just let our bodies do its thing.
On Sunday, the last day of the Institute, students will be joined by members of the Philadelphia Orchestra for a final concert open to the public at Cairn University. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.